Schadenfreude. This is a psychological term meaning enjoyment obtained from the troubles, failures, or humiliation of others. It's a borrowed word from German, combining the German nouns Schaden, meaning damage or harm, and Freude, meaning joy. We'd loathe to admit it, but frankly, we have all experienced this sentiment in varying degrees. Like when we say, oh no, I feel so sorry for them, but deep down, catch ourselves thinking, oh, better than me. A team in the Netherlands conducted a research on Schadenfreude by first assessing the level of self-esteem on the test subjects, and then telling them about some flaws of people with otherwise enviable status and traits. What they found was that the lower one's self-esteem, the higher their enjoyment of others' misfortunes. In other words, the happier you feel about others' miseries, the more miserable you really admit to being. So if we can't find it in our hearts to feel bad about someone's afflictions, or we're secretly feeling a little good, well, the least we can do is avoid shedding light on that and enjoying it like a piece of gossip. Wouldn't you say? I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. 세상에 목소리 그 부정하게 커버린 걸치거리 outsider. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. We started today's show with IU and her song, Celebrity. You know, when it is someone we love that's going through a hard time, we empathize with them. We commiserate with them to our best abilities. But when it comes to the misfortunes of someone we're not really close to, well, naturally, we're not as sensitive. That's when Schadenfreude comes in. And you know what? The plights of celebrities is one perfect example. If you feel like, I've never felt that way, come on, we all have. Sometimes we just are morbidly fascinated by terrible things that happen to other people, famous people, right? And while we can't be expected to sympathize with strangers just as much as we would do with our loved ones, at the very least, let's not use their misfortunes to gain pleasure, to comfort or ourselves, or even gossip about it. No, honestly, it shouldn't take a Dutch research team to tell us that it's a low self-esteem issue. Something we all knew, I think, instinctually, but I guess they just made it scientifically valid. But Schadenfreude is kind of just fun to say. Germans really do have a seem to have a word for everything, like Koreans, right? They also have a word for joy or pleasure derived from the happiness of others, which is Mitfreude. And I hope you'll allow me to feel some of this Mitfreude by letting me know where you are and what you're doing right now as you're listening to today's One Fine Day, because our global roll call is coming up in just a moment. While at it, don't forget to also send in your song requests and, of course, share your 사연들, stories and anecdotes about anything and everything as well. Nothing is too trivial. Anything goes. Message me on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at @kbsonefineday and Facebook at facebook.com/englishkbs. If you have a Korean phone number, you can text me at @8150. It will be 50 won to send an SMS and 100 won per MMS message. All right, coming up in part two of today's show, singer-songwriter Stella Jung will join me for our Thursday segment, The Words, to take a closer look at the lyrics of some wonderful K-pop songs, so stay tuned. For now, though, I'll be back with a roll call after one more song. Here is Wonstein with 존재만으로 your existence.
Miss you. 한동안 난 멍하니 지내 시간은 바쁜 듯이 흘러
One fine day is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea, and it is currently 5:21 p.m. We have actually a cloudy day today, a little bit overcast, but still a lot warmer than I thought it would be. Yes, we are in late spring, that's for sure. Right now, I'm talking to you in a studio located on the fourth floor of the main KBS building here in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? For our global roll call, a chance for me to find out where in the world all my listeners are and what you're all up to right now, aside from listening to the radio, of course. It's time for Where Are You? We're starting with listener Yunmi Chang, who writes, Liha, I'm having an extra cup of coffee today. It's rare for me to have any in the evening to boot, but I need a caffeine charge. I completely forgot. We have a jesa today, so I'm rushing to make preparations. Yikes, jesa is a lot of work there, right? Ancestral rites, preparing a table for your ancestors that you've passed. And then Yunmi Jang says, tomorrow I have to wake up at dawn to make some sopung kimbap, miyeokguk, for my son's birthday. And I have to make some chicken skewers before going camping. So much to do. I'll be listening in the car on the way to my in-laws with a cup of iced Americano made with strong espresso. My, my, my. I need a cup of coffee just listening to your message. That is a busy, busy day, busy tomorrow as well. I hope that you get everything done and still find a little time to enjoy yourself. And happy and congratulations on your son's birthday, FYI. Hope it turns out to be a fun day for all. Get some rest. Listener Hazy NN says, as always, I'm tuning in on the bus on my way home from work. All right, I hope you're having a very safe commute home. Thanks for tuning in. Neruda21 writes, Hi, Mina. For today's dinner, I am making minari namul, which everyone now knows thanks to the movie's title. I'll make it yummy and share it with my family. Thank you always for the great show and beautiful voice. Thank you so much. Sounds a very refreshing, wonderful side dish for whatever your dinner will be. Minari namul, right? Really lovely stuff, right? Minari. So fragrant. It's hollow because it's a water plant, like a reed. And just tastes great on anything and by itself. So yum, yum. Mogire Machuki says hello from Kisii, Kenya. Hello, hello. Welcome to the show, as always. We got some shout-outs from people as well. Bidan Chandra Sanyal says hello from West Bengal, India. Mitul Kansal says, I am from Haryana, India. Hello. And Amir Jamil says, good noon. How are you from Pakistan? And Mokhlasar Rahman says hello from Bangladesh. Hello, everybody. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. And thank you guys all for checking in with us, sending us your messages, letting us know where you are. All right, let's look at song requests. We have one from Here I Am 0203. 안녕하세요, DJ Lina. It's a very windy day. It's nice and cool with the window open, but little things are flying about. I don't think I'll be able to keep it for long. Request song, 바람이 분다. All right. Yes, I didn't actually notice that it was that windy. But yeah, if you want to keep that window open, make sure you're kind of holding things down. Don't want to get everything flying all over the place. All right, and for our next request, we have a request for the song 괜찮아도 괜찮아 We're going to listen to these two request songs back to back. Right now, it's D.O. of EXO, followed by Isora's 바람이 분다, Wind Blows. That was 괜찮아도 괜찮아. That's okay by D.O. of EXO. And before that, we heard Isora with her song 바람이 분다 or Wind Blows. Got some comments on our pictures. I loved it. We took this picture, Liz and I, and we thought, oh my gosh, they're going to be so confused. And I think we did confuse a couple of you. I'm Kelly wrote, OMG! It took me time to find the V pose in the picture. And I didn't know the hashtag with the V sign meant until I recognized the V pose. In the back, there are some confusions in this picture. This is a selfie. That means the V sign in the back is not you. Whose V is that? Yes, there was some. There were just too many fingers going on in that picture, eh? Jisoo Kim 0801 writes, Hi, Nuna. This picture reminds me of my childhood when I used to put fingers behind my buddy's head when taking a picture. Very cute. So I guess that is Liz's fingers. Yes, yes, yes. Now, I have to say that this is what we would call bunny ears, right, in English. Bunny ears is always done sort of like unbeknownst to the person's whose picture is being taken of for fun. It's like photo bombing that picture. And so the V sign doesn't mean victory. There's supposed to be little ears that you're giving the person. So it's my bunny ear pick. Travel Morocco says, You are still wearing the mask. I hope you take it off. We need the freshness of your beautiful face. Ah, yes. I will take it off when the mandates are taken off about wearing masks indoors, which they have not been taken off. Mandates are still in place, so for the safety of everybody, we all are wearing masks still indoors here in Korea. But thank you for your compliment. Listener Tepe Warren says, Hi, DJ Lena. Do you remember I wrote about my neighbor's Pomeranian dog? Well, today, I don't find him annoying, but instead amusing. During lunchtime, while waiting for my food delivery to arrive, I watched this cute dog chasing his own tail and running in circles. His whimsical antics crack me up. Then, when he saw me, he wagged his tail and didn't bark at me. Dogs are cute sometimes, aren't they? Oh, all right. Well, let's see here. I think that Pomeranian, if I had to throw out a theory, barks at strangers, but is affectionate to the people that he or she knows. Now, I think that what this means is that he's gotten used to you and recognizes that you are not an enemy. And that's why he wags his tail, because he was happy to see you. I think that's a very good thing. I think that you've made a friend there. Yes, dogs are cute all the time. You're asking me, a perennial dog lover. FYI, you asked for the spelling of Schadenfreude on Kong. It is Schadenfreude. Yes, I don't think that helps a lot. Maybe you can listen to the podcast and write that down slowly. All right, up next for our song break, it's song request by Hachi NN. Mellow Monks here with 질투가 좋아. I love jealousy. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Listener J.S. Jerry Kim writes, I had a seminar to attend in the afternoon, so I didn't go to the office today. Since I had time to spare in the morning, I worked out a little more than usual and then ended up being tired all afternoon and couldn't focus on the seminar. But by the time the seminar was over, I found my mind crisp and clear. The ending of a class has always worked better than coffee to wake me up. And I see here in Korean, 세 살 버릇 평생 가네요. A habit that's been with you since you were a kid. That's just what applies still, 40 plus years later. You know what? That's true for a lot of things for a lot of us. Well, in any case, glad you got through the seminar and now glad you are very alert and awake. Kim Gap-song says, each and every day is so happy and the happy times are so short. Things I want to do encourage me to hurry up and do them, but I can't meet their encouragements in time. It's not like I've wasted any time either. But I imagine you, Lena, who is busier than myself. Thank you for always comforting us and encouraging us through the music program. Well, you're very, very welcome. And yes, I mean, all happy things do feel so much shorter than the sad things. Of course, that's our perspective. It makes us really feel the need to treasure them all that much more. Listener Yubin E. Ko writes, I wanted to listen to OFD live after work yesterday, but I couldn't make it. So I listened to the rerun at 6 a.m. this morning. My morning call is Park Jeong-hyun의 같이, but I always wake up as soon as the alarm goes off. So I never really get to listen to the whole song. That's funny. Yes, usually if you have a song for your morning call, you'll hear just like the very first measure, right? So all you'll hear is hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo, and then turn it off. That's kind of funny, but I am very, very, very pleased that you have my song as your wake-up call. I hope it's not unpleasant. Listener Kang Ji-yok JD0504 wrote, 안녕하세요, 언니. I don't know where time goes. The sorrows of a salaried worker whose current life is so busy with work and projects. But the third week of May is when Solid 오빠들 held their 2018 concert after releasing their first album in 22 years. My heart still pounds when I look at videos and photos from the concert. 오빠들 always gifts us with amazing music. Though they're far away, I'm always praying for them. My request song is Into the Light. Oh, wow. You remember the dates exactly too, huh? For 3 weeks in May of 2018, May 18th, 19th, and 20th. It was definitely a huge moment for them. Big reunion after 22 years. And some of them are far away, but some of them are not. A couple of them are actually right here in Seoul. So they're never too far away through their music. Here is Kang Ji-yuk's request song. We'll re-listen to it for our next song break. Here's Solid with Into the Light. They're different, but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. Time to listen to a couple of songs that seem nothing alike, but are actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It's parallel universe. Today we will listen to two songs that share the title, Girlfriend. First up is the K-pop song called Girlfriend by Wonder Girls. When the Wonder Girls debuted in 2007, this four-piece group was so popular that they were nicknamed 국민 여동생, or the nation's baby sis. Their song Girlfriend was a part of their second mini-album entitled Wonder Party, which was released 10 years ago already, it is, in 2012. Now, Wonder Girl member Yeon co-wrote both the lyrics of and the song, while Yubin took part in writing the rap verses. And from the sounds of it, the girlfriend in question is not the protagonist, but somebody standing next to her object of affection. The song starts like this. Were you asleep? I'm sorry if I woke you. It's not that I have anything to say. I just wanted to hear your voice. I know I shouldn't. I know we're over. But for just a moment, could you stay like this? I'm with my girlfriend right now. I can't believe this. Did you just say you're a girlfriend? Honestly, that can't be. She is your girlfriend right now. Oh no, he moved on. All right, a little drama there for you in that one. As for our non-K-pop song of the day, we will listen to Girlfriend by American singer-songwriter Charlie Puth. He started out posting covers of popular songs on YouTube, and as soon as he made his mainstream debut, he became a pop star beloved all over the world. His song, Girlfriend, was released as a single in 2020, and Charlie Puth attributed Prince as his inspiration for the song, and yes, if you know to hear for it, you can definitely hear that influence in the music. As for the lyrics, he said it is about being persistent and letting someone know that your feelings for them aren't going to just go away. Adding that his song was used to express his feelings because apparently he is, quote, bad at communicating. It's funny how some artists go out of their way to express themselves, sometimes because they can't actually express themselves. Well, here's a bit of the words. Baby, would you ever want to be my girlfriend? I don't want to play no games. This is more than just a phase. Baby, would you ever want to be my girlfriend? If you want it, let me know. We could make this official. Don't we look perfect, baby? Let's take this further, baby. All right. Oh, that's good. Persistence. Let's listen to these two songs back to back right now. Girlfriend by Wonder Girls and then Girlfriend by Charlie Puth. That was Girlfriend by Charlie Puth, and then before that, Girlfriend by Wonder Girls. Those were the Parallel Universe songs of the day. All right, coming up in part two of our program is our Thursday segment, The Words, a chance for us to take a closer look into the words of some of the most popular K-pop numbers with lovely singer-songwriter, former star guest DJ Stella Chang joining me here in the studio. Let me wrap up part one of the show with one of Stella's. Here's her song, Villain.
We all pretend to be the heroes on the good side.
Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. The Words, our Thursday segment looking into the world of K-pop song lyrics, is coming up shortly with singer-songwriter Stella Chang. Now, if you have any comments or questions, you can text them to me here in Korea or from anywhere else in the world. Message me on Kong. Use the message board on our website or leave comments on our social media posts on Instagram or on Facebook. All right, let's give Stella a chance to get settled in with a song break. Here is B2B with their song 봄날의 기억, or Remember That. About it, a song is a poem with a melody, and like poems, sometimes the words to a song hold more meanings than they let on. Other times, it's the story behind the words that's even more extraordinary. It's all in the words. Words parts of a song can be so much more than just a mere component of a song. So we take time each week to take a close look at lyrics in our segment, The Words. Now, to make sure that nothing gets lost in translation, we will sit down and chat with singer-songwriter Stella Chang.
Hello.
Hi, Stella. Hi. Your voice has become very, very familiar to me.
Aww.
I'm used to it in person, but I was able to check out a couple of the podcasts that you're doing just to see how you're doing.
Aww. It's nice to be back in this side.
Yeah. That side of the studio.
Yeah, it's a lot more comfortable.
It's a lot more comfortable.
Yeah.
Well, once again, thank you so much for taking the helm here, taking this seat. How was it?
Well, it was not the first time, so I guess it was...
That's an advantage there.
It was an advantage, and I felt a lot more comfortable than the first time.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah, and Liz was there to help me out, and
Wonderful.
The PD name as well, so...
Yes, you are not no man is an island here. OFD is a family.
Yeah.
Right? And it's a team effort.
Yeah, and the listeners were very warm.
I can imagine so. They were mentioning your fantastic kakemi with our Monday guest, Kim Yongde.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
That was fun, huh? Yeah, he's a lot of fun as well. Well, in any case, I thank you again so much. And it's nice to be back to thank you in person, and it's nice to have you again here for our segment, The Words.
Yay!
All right, so what do we have in store for today?
So today's topic is very special because yesterday Liz sent me a text message, as usual, on any Wednesday, and she's like, oh, it's Thursday tomorrow, what should we do tomorrow? And I answered, 뭐하지?
Yeah.
And then I thought, we should pick titles that repeats itself.
Oh, like 뭐하지, like what do we do? And that's true. There actually are a lot of K-pop songs that have.
Yeah, so today's topic is repetition.
Oh.
Or repetitive titles.
That is very random and yet very creative.
Yay!
You know, it's interesting because I noticed that there's a lot of repeated double things in the Korean language.
Yeah.
You know, 뭐하지 or 빨리.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So we're going to look at stuff where it's just a word that's repeated.
Yeah.
And usually it's for emphasis, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because by repeating. But I think like in any other language, it's the same. When you repeat something, it's to emphasize.
To emphasize, right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I'm guessing we're going to be look at maybe songs that really want to emphasize a certain emotion. So maybe going to be some stronger emotions going on in the stories.
Or not.
Or not.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. A little spoiler there. Now I'm very curious.
Yeah.
Or not.
Yeah. The first song is already a spoiler. It's 나란히.
Oh.
So there's no emotion in the title.
There's absolutely
나란히.
No emotion at all.
Yeah. It's Side by Side by 장기하와 얼굴들, Giha and the Faces.
Okay. I see.
But there is definitely some emotions going on in the song, but it's nothing to do with this 나란히. It's something that he should have done before.
Oh, is it sort of like regret?
Yeah.
Okay.
There is some regret in the song.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now I feel like I have to repeat everything.
Yeah.
All right. But before we go into it, I want to give some wonderful shout outs from our listeners who were saying, Taipei Warren says, you were awesome last week as OFD special DJ.
Thank you.
Clap. Jisoo Kim says, suha. And Jisoo Kim says, double kiss.
Aww.
Which doesn't really fit in our... Because it's not kiss. Oh, there is a song called Kiss by Kazakwai. But that's...
Oh, maybe next week.
But double kiss is one of my songs. But that wouldn't count as repetition. Because nothing got repeated.
No.
Nice try. A for effort, Jisoo. It didn't make the cut. So we're going to go straight
I also thought of churuk, but it's 눈물이 churuk, so it
true.
Doesn't work.
It doesn't quite work. Okay, we're going to be a little more picky here. 나란히 is a very good way to start.
Yeah.
All right, by 장기하와 얼굴들.
I've walked carrying you on my back. I've driven with you in my car. I've flown with you on a rented helicopter. I've crossed the endless ocean on a sailing boat too. As I was making reservations on a rocket to the moon, I was so shocked. You were already gone. For a long while, I sat in a daze, talking to myself, saying this makes no sense. But when I tried to picture your face, strangely, I couldn't do it well. I should have walked with you side by side. I should have laughed face to face. I should have walked with you side by side. I should have held your hand often. I should have stayed still and thought about what is it that you really want?
What it is that you really want?
I should have walked with you side by side. Had I only known that would be our last time. Maybe I've never once done for you what you really wanted. Whether that's true or not, I can't even ask anymore. The only thing I can do now is to lie, still be, and lonely. And I should have walked with you side by side. I should have laughed face to face. I should have walked with you side by side. I should have held your hand often. I should have stayed still and thought about what it is that you really want. I should have walked with you side by side. Had I only known that would be our last time.
Oh, my. Oh, I see a lot of strong emotion in this lyric because there's not a lot of stronger emotions that we are left with that linger, like regret.
Yeah.
And this is all about just...
I should have.
Yes, shoulda, woulda, coulda. And that is the worst feeling to have, isn't it, Stella? For me personally, that's like the worst.
Yeah.
To think I should have done this because... The fact that you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, it's the past. It's
you have to let it go.
Yeah, you're right to say that regret is one of the strongest emotions that you can feel.
I think that that's my own theory. Because personally, I think it's one of the worst emotions because you can't get rid of it.
Yeah, and it's the worst way to go into depression as well.
Yeah, so we
because
have to
it's be careful. The past, you can't change anything about it.
You can't change it, but it gnaws at you, right? And you have to just let it go. But it's always so much easier said than done. And here in Jeonghee's song, we see utter regret. Like, I should have done this to keep you here, but then all of a sudden, here I am. I'm all alone. You're already gone.
Yeah.
Without even a chance to, you know, I don't know, even recover. It's kind of shocked. Like he said, I'm still so shocked.
Yeah. And he's always good at writing lyrics in a way that that's unexpected. And also, when you see just 나란히, 나란히, you don't imagine that this is about regret. And why is it linked with regret?
It is.
And we know that because he always did something for her, but maybe it's not what she wanted.
Right.
And so while sitting and thinking, why can't I picture this face? And that's because they never walked side by side, and he always made efforts in a way that she didn't want to, well, she didn't want him to.
And like you said, so clever here, because when he does, describe all the things that he did do, he's walked carrying you on my back. He's driven with you in my car. And flown with you on a rented helicopter. These are all things that maybe they could be side by side, but you get the impression they weren't.
Yeah.
Like maybe he was in the front driving.
Yeah.
Right? And too busy driving to notice her.
And it's getting bigger and bigger. Yeah. At the beginning, it's on my back. And then car, helicopter, sailing boat. And then he was reserving
rocket
a thing for a rocket to the moon. And all she wanted was maybe just walking with him side by side.
Right. And laughing face to face, holding her hand.
Yeah.
That's all she wanted. A nice little, I guess, like a fable with a moral, a teaching moment for some people, but it's a lovely song.
Yeah, and 나란히 in Korean is not just side by side. I think it is side by side, but usually it's when you deal with children, when you have a lot of kids in a hall or something.
Yeah.
줄 서세요, 나란히, 나란히.
Right.
It's to make rows and to make
to
them,
organize
yeah,
them.
To organize them. So, 나란히, 나란히, it's such a nice pick of the title.
It is. It's something innocent sounding, which is a big contrast, simple and innocent sounding in contrast to his grand, you know, reservations on a rocket to the moon.
Yeah.
And I think he needed that contrast. Like, he was thinking too big and grand, but all, he had to just, you know, whittle it down. He had to keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
And that the simplicity of the title, the childlike connotation, I think that really helps with the theme as well.
Yeah.
So here's one interesting way to use repetition. Narani, narani. Also, when you're regretting something, that repetition kind of feels like it's lingering more.
Yeah, and he also uses the rhyme with kamani, kamani.
Kamani, kamani.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful and witty lyrics, of course, from Jang Ki-hye. Let's listen. Here is Narani, narani, side by side by Jang Ki-hye wa 얼굴들. Kia and the Faces. We just heard Jang Ki-hye와 얼굴들 with their song 나란히 나란히 or Side by Side.
Yep.
JS Lee 2017 says there's something about his singing that makes it sound like he's buffering. Narani, narani,
narani,
right? Narani. Or is it 밀당청법? Is it push and pull?
Oh, I think like that's even more accentuated in his latest works.
Yes, definitely so. But either way, he is unique, right? As always. And yeah. Kim Ji-soo considers this song kind of a rarity, a very melodical Jang Ki-hye song.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely with Jang Ki-hye와 얼굴들, when they were together, there was
yeah.
a lot more melody going on,
mm-hmm.
In contrast to his latest works. And Dreamy, the way that 나란히 나란히 sounds, it has a very pleasant ring. It's
yeah.
also rare because it sounds so bright and perky for Jang Ki-hye. Bright and perky, and yet we know from the lyrics that it's not. It's not bright and perky.
Yeah.
It's more of a wistful.
Yeah, but in the word 나란히, there's nothing that's, I don't know, and there's nothing in the sound that is strong.
Yeah.
It just flows.
It's very soft. Yeah,
yeah, it's 나란히.
Exactly. No hard consonants,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's why it kind of flows and flows. He does give accent to it, though. So
yeah.
good stuff from him, as always. And we're talking about repetition in our titles. And not
yeah.
only in our titles, we're going to see a lot of repetition in this next song.
Mm-hmm.
And our next track of the day is
거울아 거울아, Mirror Mirror, by Pominit, 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this phrase became famous because of Snow White, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And here we have 거울아 거울아 in Korean.
All right. So this is definitely lifting off of that old fairy tale of Snow White. Of course,
yeah.
the evil stepmother looking into the mirror asking who is the fairest of them all, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so we're going to take a look at that, riffing off of that story and changing it for a different message here.
Yeah. So let's go. 4 minutes left. 4 minutes left.
Oh, yes.
Four minutes. That's funny.
Yeah, they
yeah.
got to drop their
mm-hmm.
drop their idea first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you even look at me then and just make me look only at you every day? Today, I'll show my prettier self to you who's so charming.
Mm-hmm.
And here there's already a repetition in Korean. It's
yes.
na 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 na, no 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 again. You
know? All right.
Yeah.
For a rhythmic repetition
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah. Mirror, mirror, who's the fairest in the world? Mirror, mirror, who's the fairest in the world? Just for today, tell me I'm the prettiest.
Oh, okay.
When I think of you, my reflection in the mirror looks even prettier. But why do you only think of other things? Why won't you look at me? And mirror, 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 mirror. And there's
mirror,
a lot of
mirror,
from
거울아, 거울아, 거울아. Mirror. It's just 거울아, 거울아, 거울아.
Yeah.
yeah, lots and lots of repetition there.
Mm-hmm. yeah. And you can see a little obsession there.
Yes.
Why do you also pretend you didn't see me and make my heart pound every night? You're always so charming. You, 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 you.
Mm-hmm.
I want you closer. More, 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 more. To, 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 to. My boy.
My boy.
Mirror, mirror, who's the fairest in the world? Mirror, mirror, who's the fairest in the world? Tell me you've liked me since the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mirrors, shine, let me fix my makeup. Break it down, break it down. Baby, I like that. Baby, baby, just I like that. Baby, I like that. Baby, baby, just I like that. And fall for more, fall for me more, more, more. Shine on my face, everyone's surprised. Mirror, mirror, who's the fairest in the world? It's me.
Mm.
Inching closer to you, one, two step, one, two step, one, two step. Let's live it up, let's make it up, so that you'll be shaken when you see me. And then
mirror, 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 mirror.
Yeah.
This song has repetition in many, many different forms from just beginning to the end. Even from the let's go, 4 minutes left, 4 minutes left.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about repetition. And then while you were reading the lyrics for us, Stella,
yeah,
I had this thought in my head that here is a character who is stuck in a loop.
That's
just
right.
Cannot get out of this.
But there's this progression that I could see. Like, after the question she asks to the mirror,
mm-hmm.
Mirror, mirror, who's the fairest in the world?
Yeah.
At the beginning, she's, just for today, tell me I'm the prettiest.
Right.
And then, tell me you've liked me since the first time.
Okay.
And then at the end, like, she gives it her own answer. It's me.
She just decided.
So I don't want you to say anything. I
don't
know
need
the
you
answer.
To say anything. Yeah. Yeah. And then every time they were repeating, 내 거울, right? Like, my mirror.
Yeah.
Hey, mirror. Who's, mm-hmm. She's addressing the mirror. It's like, you can see her, like, not moving from in front of the mirror, just obsessed and looking at it constantly and just stuck in this crazy loop. And all of these things are all, of course, it's rhythmic, so there's a lot of little repetitions here and there, but even the you're so charming, you, I walk closer, more, and then one two step. This girl's going in circles.
Yeah.
But yes, just obsessing over the mirror, because she wants to be the fairest of them all.
Yeah, and I wonder, like, how this mirror on the wall phrase came in the Snow White,
mm-hmm.
because it could be something else. I don't know.
Right.
Dear mirror,
sure.
Or just one time.
Mm-hmm.
But they chose to repeat mirror.
I think because the mirror on the wall, it feels like a chant or incantation.
Oh.
Right? To kind of point to the fact that in Snow White's story, it was a magic mirror,
mm-hmm.
right, that could show things like a fortune teller. And so I think they brought that a little bit in here, right? A little element of that magic. And it's repetitive.
Yeah.
More than anything
very,
else.
Very repetitive.
All right, let's listen. Here's 4 minutes with Koda Koda or Mirror Mirror. That was Koda Koda, Mirror Mirror by 4 minutes.
I almost felt like I was the mirror and I was afraid.
Yeah. Like you're getting attacked.
I got scared.
By these crazy girls.
Yeah.
It is. It's pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
Tapey Warren had a funny comment. Why did they say fairest and not prettiest? Originally in the English, I think, translation of that, mm-hmm. anyway. I don't think it is actually in English originally, but I think it was just for the meter,
uh-huh.
because it had to rhyme, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all, to keep with the iambic pentameter, right? Because prettiest is too many syllables.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the prettiest of them all?
Oh.
And then I think fair and pretty much interchangeable,
mm-hmm.
right? Definitely so. A couple more comments here coming in from our Kong listeners. I think they're coming in.
They're coming in.
They were coming in, but I don't know what happened to them.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't see them coming in. Well, in any case. Yes, we're not talking about the witch, and they just took the mirror part, but they're not talking about Snow White specifically.
Oh, that's right. Like, I never thought it that way. Like, it means that 4 minute just took the role of the witch.
Right.
Yeah.
It could be trying mm-hmm. to cast a spell, but here it seems like a crush.
Yeah.
We have Alicia joining us late in the game, and she says, hello, Sejangin.
Hello, Alicia.
All right. We're going to go to our next track. Here is another repeated title.
Yeah, which is 그리워, 그리워, I Miss You by 노을. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So another early 2010 song, like 2011 song.
Mm-hmm.
So 그리워 means, by itself, already, I miss you.
Right.
But 그리워, 그리워 is, mm-hmm. I miss you a lot.
Yes, it's just emphasized. 그리워, mm-hmm. 그리워. All
right.
Let's take a look at the lyrics.
Late evening, after spending the day, when I close the window at the cold wind, the room become remote and silent and quiet. With a very small light on, as I look outside, where it's gotten darker, suddenly I become so sad. The list of songs I listen to every day all tells our story, because breakups are all the same. Once again, carefully, I picture your beautiful image from a day when we were happy, and I catch myself shedding a tear. I miss you, I miss you, because I miss you so much, because I want to see you, because I don't want to forget, because I cannot forget, because there's so much I haven't done for you, I miss you more. Because there was so much love, we broke up beautifully, for ourselves in reality. I know that we cannot be, I know it better than anyone, but why can't I stop the tears? I miss you, I miss you, because I miss you so much, because I want to see you, because I don't want to forget, because I cannot forget, because there's so much I haven't done for you, I miss you more. And then the last refrain is a repetition, mm-hmm. and then they just changed the last part.
Uh-huh.
Because I really don't want to forget you, because I want to hold you back again right now. I miss you so much.
Yes. Really beautiful. The chorus part is written all in parallel structure, and it's really beautifully done.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me a little bit of the structure of Jang Ki-ha's song.
Oh.
Because I should have walked with you side by side.
Oh.
I should have.
Yeah.
But, you know, his was kind of got the quirkiness.
Mm-hmm.
But here, because of the parallel structure, he was listing different things he could have done. But because here it's because of this, and then because of that, so everything
is listing reasons.
Yeah, and the reasons compound on each other.
Mm-hmm.
So the emotion gets bigger and bigger with each line.
Yeah.
And it sounds kind of like a lament.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's really, really beautifully done, I thought.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and this title also reminded me of another Korean song,
mm-hmm.
which is 그립고 그립고 그립다.
That didn't make the cut, though?
Because it had 그립고 그립고, but it had 그립다 at the end.
Ah, yeah, so they didn't make the cut. No. We're very specific here. It has to be 반복, 반복.
Yeah.
Repetition, double,
same,
double.
Same.
Yep, mm-hmm. yep. All right, beautiful stuff here. It's another way to show not only repetition to 그리워. 그리워, 그리워 is actually really a handy word because it's one word, but it's actually a sentence.
Yeah, and for once, I feel really bad for the protagonist because mm-hmm. usually when I deal with some breakup songs,
you
I'm
have
like,
no
oh,
sympathy.
I have no sympathy. And
move on,
life like that, like that.
Fish
was,
in the sea.
Yeah, that girl was not made for you. Like, find someone else, and you'll be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
And here we know nothing about their relationship, mm-hmm. but he says, according to him,
yes.
because there was so much love, we broke up beautifully. Like,
yeah.
I can't imagine, like, what kind of situation that could be. But still, I feel a little sympathy for this person.
And he said, for ourselves in reality.
Oh.
If, maybe pointing to a hint that something just didn't work out for them.
Yeah.
Not because they didn't love each other.
Mm-hmm.
Which are, to me, almost even sadder.
Yeah.
Breakups, right? It'd be better if you just, like, couldn't stand each other or
mm-hmm.
something was a problem. But
yeah.
No, and so, yeah, they just had, like, maybe they had to be separated or something. We don't know.
Yeah.
So, yes, it is. It's sad. Beautifully, beautifully written. Let's listen. Noel with 그리워, 그리워, or I miss you. We just heard 그리워, 그리워, I miss you by Noor. On this week's The Words with Stella Jang, we're listening to songs with repetitive titles. Very,
mm-hmm.
very obvious if you guys have been following along. I'm not going to lie, I was a little shocked at the sigh at the end of the song.
Oh, yeah. I was a little
We were both
shocked.
A little shocked.
I didn't expect that.
And didn't expect that. But, there it was. Kim Ji-soo is laughing, because he says, today feels like Gayo Top 10 for those born in the 90s.
Oh, definitely. I think the next song will just, like, be a punch for this, like, Gayo Top 10 mood.
I agree. Absolutely, it will be a nice punch.
Yeah. So the next song is Kajima Kajima.
There you go. Punch.
Yeah. Don't Go by Brown Eyes.
Yes.
Oh, so this was the first title so far that we had. With the English translation also in repetitive style.
Yes, yes.
Don't go.
Don't go. Don't go, don't go. Mm-hmm. Very well made English translated title.
Yeah.
I approve.
And I had a little doubt before choosing this song because I didn't know if the title was Kajima, Kajima, Kajima or Kajima, Kajima.
There's a lot of confusion about that. And I wasn't actually sure either. I am surprised that, but I understand. But it's Kajima, Kajima because for the title to be Kajima, 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 it's just too long.
Yeah. So Kajima is nice and succinct.
Like, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. But in the song, we sing it 3 times. That's why a lot of people are confused.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at the song lyrics.
Only the memories of the days when we were together remain. Could I only live if I erase you? The memories of the days when we were together keep coming back. Could I only live if I let you go? Don't go. Please don't leave. Don't go. You love me. Don't go, leaving me all alone. Please, please, please. Don't go. Don't go. Don't go.
Yes.
I'm still living on like a fool for you. Where are you? I need you. Oh, baby, my person, please come back to me now. Come back as if it was a joke. I always want to live on just for you, but sometimes even that love is taxing. Don't go, please don't leave. Don't go, you love me. Don't go, leaving me all alone. Please, please, please. Don't go, don't go, don't go. I'm still living on like a fool for you. Where are you? I need you. Oh, baby, my person, please come back to me now. Come back as if it was a joke. Even if I hurt as much as I could, tire as much as I could, to erase and endure, you still come to my mind. You're hurting as much as I am. You're tired as much as I am. Come back to me, my unforgettable dear. And then he repeats.
Mm-hmm. Repeats the title. I'm still living on. Like a fool for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, he just reiterates to please come back to me now.
Yeah, yes. Come back like back then.
Come back like back then. The one of the lyrics that I really always liked about this song is in the hook, he says, don't go, please don't leave. Don't go. 사랑하잖아.
Mm-hmm.
You love me, right?
Yeah.
This always added a little bit of a twist from your typical please don't go kind of song.
Yeah.
Right? That always leaves a little bit of, like, open for interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hinting to us. There's a story
here.
But
one thing that I just noticed, mm-hmm. that the Korean lyrics of this part, Liz translated into You Love Me,
mm-hmm.
is 사랑하잖아.
Mm-hmm.
It could also mean I still love you.
Mm. Yeah, I still love you.
Mm-hmm.
It could be both ways.
Yeah.
Or it could be mutual. Mm-hmm. But we still love each other.
Yeah.
Right? But it just, it always leaves a little question mark. I always thought it was
a
very...
this is the wonder of Korean.
Yes.
Like, because you can make phrases without the subject.
No subject necessary. It makes things very open for interpretation.
Yeah.
I always thought that it was kind of interesting because I didn't know how to interpret that. It could go so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a good example of a song where you see the hook is just... it's just the hook. It's just the repetition and the story we get outside of the hook. It was the opposite in Noah's song. In Noah's song, the story really comes alive in the chorus.
Oh.
Right? Because of this and because of that. Here, the hook is just very repetitive. It sticks to simple. Please, please, please. Don't go, don't go, don't go.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything else is in the verses.
Yeah.
So it's an opposite strength.
That's right.
Beautiful song, though.
Mm-hmm.
I was so floored when when I first heard this song on the radio. I said, is he going to do one more? Really? One more? And he did.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, they did it three
well,
times.
This like Kajima, Kajima, Kajima in crescendo just precedes this. Ajik, you know, so.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's got a triple meter. Kind of takes you back to, like you said, I don't know, like, old school Boys to Men kind of like this, you know, swing meter.
Yeah, it was like Brown Eyes era.
It really was. Fantastic stuff. All right, let's listen. Here is Kajima Kajima, Don't Go, Don't Go by Brown Eyes. that was Brown Eyes with their classic Kajima, Kajima, or Don't Go, Don't Go. Yay. Such fantastic stuff. And Stella, you found something interesting detail about the credits.
Yeah, that the lyricist of this song is actually Gary.
Oh, from Risang.
Mm-hmm. And I knew that, like, he wrote some other lyrics for some ballads.
Yeah.
And I was surprised.
Yeah,
but it was such a nice pick of words.
Really
to put in the melody.
Matched it perfectly to a singer, as if it was written by a singer. Yoongun usually writes both the song and lyrics, but in this case, we had a special lyricist here, Gary, of all people. All right, we are down to our last track of the day. We saved the best for last, and we're going a little bit farther back in time now.
Yes.
Maybe a little too old for our 90s kids to know.
It's 사랑해, 사랑해, Love You, Love You by 이상은.
Here again, we have another repeat, repeat in the English title. So did perfectly there. Love You, Love You.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. On a warm morning like today's, I want to talk into the phone where your voice is coming from and say, love you, love you, love you. And here we have also three times in the lyrics.
사랑해, 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 사랑해. 사랑해.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And last night, I woke up in the middle of the night, and because of the sorrows that flooded in after a dream, once again, I stared at your picture all night.
Mm.
I am looking at the sky where you left to. A familiar song is playing on the radio. It's the song you like so much. How wonderful would it be if we were together? It means nothing on my own. Love you, love you, I still love you.
Oh, very sweet little love song here. Mm-hmm. Very, very poetic. And I think this was really the only song in today's playlist that's repeating an emphasis of something positive.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aside from
maybe Koura Koura, that is a little neutral.
It was, she's very, I don't know, like, obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was a little obsessed there. Mm-hmm. Finally, we have a repetition of something emphasizing, I love you so much. And not only is she thinking this, but this is something she wants to say.
Yeah.
You know, to talk into the phone where your voice is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Very romantic stuff going on here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But we still have some sad story going on because this person left.
Yes.
So when she says, the sky where you left to, maybe this person passed away or went to another country.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so they can't be together right now.
No.
So she's just thinking that how wonderful would it be if we were together?
It's true. There's something keeping them apart. I'd like to think they're just like long distance.
Yeah.
And because I want to talk into the phone where your voice is coming from. So it sounds like they're on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So and also thank goodness that the telephone existed at the time.
Yes.
Because whenever I think of people like who went abroad like back in the day when there was no telephone, like you would only just send letters.
Uh huh.
And I'm like, oh my god! Like so you know how they're going every maybe 3 months.
Yeah, I did that.
Oh.
I had a long-distance relationship.
There was a phone when you came to Korea.
Yes,
right?
there were phones when we came to Korea, but calling this person is international, and calling international is not something you could do every day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We don't have, like, something audio messenger apps where we can call free.
We're living in a very high-tech era.
I literally had to save up, like, maybe a month's worth of, like, allowance.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would buy up the phone cards. And back then in the 99 and early 2000 with the phone cards, you had to have a coin to scratch the number.
Yeah.
And you only get like an hour. And you won't believe how fast an hour goes. And it's so expensive. It's like $50 to talk for an hour. Right?
Yeah. 5,000 won.
So we could only talk on the phone maybe once a month.
Yeah.
So we just wrote letters. And it took 3 weeks to mail a letter and for it to get there, and 3 weeks for him to mail a letter to get to me. So it was 3 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 weeks.
Wow.
So we would just write almost like a diary, a little bit every day, or when something we thought of something, and then we would just kind of fold that all up and then send it off, right?
Wow.
And we'd get it. But I have to say, there was nothing more exciting than seeing that letter in your mailbox.
Yeah, that's right. And I love to receive like handwritten letters mm-hmm. from my fans or from my friends.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And that's why whenever I would go abroad, like mm-hmm. I would write letters and postcards like yeah. to people who live in Korea. Mm-hmm. And I would come back earlier than the cards. But,
no.
but still, I think it's a nice feeling to
it's
have.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. I love that. I do remember, I think you sent a letter.
Yeah, I sent a letter
sent
from
a
Prague,
postcard
I think.
From,
yeah.
Yes. And you did come back before.
Yeah. And I also That's send fantastic. A postcard to myself.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love that. Sending postcards to yourself. So, yeah, it's different. And it was harder, but I don't know. It was easier in some ways, harder in some ways. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And the best feeling is not only getting that letter, but the best feeling is thinking of the person receiving your letter.
Yeah.
So it left a lot to the imagination.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that worked out well here for Lee Sung-eun's protagonist. We're not
yeah.
sure, but we hope so.
Yeah.
Because she says, you know, it means nothing on my own, but she still loves whoever.
Yeah.
All right. This is going to be our last song of the day. Thank you so much, Stella.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. I hope you have a great, great weekend.
Great weekend.
And I hope that everything is going very smoothly for you. Enjoy the beautiful weather we're having in mm-hmm. the last days of May here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. We'll see you next week. All right, taking Stella out, here is Lee Sung-eun with her song 사랑해, 사랑해, Love You, Love You. That was Lee Sung-eun with her song 사랑해, 사랑해, or Love You, Love You, bringing us to the end of today's One Fine Day. Now, don't forget to join me again tomorrow. We're going to have our regular Friday segment, Wow, also known as Word of the Week, with singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo joining me in the studio. For now, I will say goodbye with one more repetitive title. It is Psy, featuring Suga, with a That That. Thanks for tuning in. See you tomorrow. Long time no see, huh? 오래간 아니지, huh? 우리 다시 웃고 읽어 지지고 막 떠.